Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. All of you, that's right. Welcome to Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal. Thank you for tuning in. I am your host, John Crescito, and another fantastic show is on tap for all you lovely listeners. And once again, we're going old school. We're going back to our roots, and that's right. This is the show which allows anyone and everyone the opportunity to be a ghost hunter, and tonight it's friggin' Ghost Hunter Night on Beyond Ghosts, and our pal from California, fellow paranormal investigator Charlotte Cosa, is actually going to be joining us from California Haunts, a great group from the West Coast out in California. And the name of the group, California Haunts, the website, californiahaunts.org. Tonight we're talking about some of their better known cases, and we're actually going to be showing some of their audio evidence. Haha, showing to your ears. That's right, a listening feast it will be. We're going to be playing EVPs tonight, so going to be a lot of fun. You got John Crescito, Brandon Bristow in the house, Martin Shefchik, and of course Ryan, the Professor Willard. He's here per the usual, thank goodness. And we're going to get started here in a minute with our friend from California Haunts, Charlotte Cosa. Tonight on Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal, it's Ghost Hunter Night. Let's do this like Brutus, babies. Ooh-ah, the bell ringeth for you.
A burden to know, swelling me inside.
Come up to the lab and see what's on the slab.
Gene Dubre, and welcome to Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal. It is your host, John Crescito. Before I have the absolute pleasure of introducing our guest for this evening, you beautiful folks, the listeners at home, you know the drill. I have to allow the greatest co-hosting team of all time, them are my guys, the opportunity to tell you listeners what the heck they've been doing since last time we met on the radio. Why they've been doing that sort of things. Of course, we call them shenanigans, and what they've been getting out of it. So to get the party started, we're going to go to the number one. We're talking the Willardian, Ryan the Professor Willard. Ryan, how you been since last time, my man? And how you been getting down with the get down? Hit it there, Willard.
Pretty good. It's good to see the sun again after being gone for 4 months. You know, exactly. Spring is in the air.
Yep.
Weather's getting warm. The days are longer. We got events aplenty.
Oh yeah,
ghost hunting aplenty. It seems like every weekend we're doing something. It's crazy.
Keeping busy, right? That's a good thing.
For now, yeah.
Keeps you off the street, pal.
and then the kid comes.
That's right. The miracle. That's right. It's born. I can't wait, man. I'm happy for you.
A little blessing, right?
The fifth member of Beyond Ghosts.
Is he gonna call me Uncle Marty?
As long as you're my daddy.
We better call you Unc Marty.
You guys are awesome.
You got that one ahead of me. I was going to say that.
I'm sorry.
He's going to call you daddy.
We should know by now. It's like our 50-something
episode.
Well,
he's a postman. You know, they always say, looks like the postman's baby.
No, I'm only ringing once.
I thought it was the milkman, though, that you had to worry about.
Yeah, paper delivery boy.
What's the milkman delivery? Delivers the milk.
Yeah, the pool boy.
Pool boy.
Okay, you guys are too much. It's a Christian show, guys. Come on, slow your roll.
Paper rock.
So, what else, Willard?
No, that's it. I mean, really.
Pretty sassy.
Well, for one thing, before we pass it over, I got to say, this is the first time I think I've seen Marty's hair since I've met him.
It's a freaking lid.
It's feathered. It's very
feathered. I'm gonna out him on the radio. You know.
I like it.
You ready?
It's very, very nice. Well,
folks at home, if you haven't Googled Martin Shefchik, I know it's going to be a tough one because I can't spell it. Hell, Marty can't spell his own last name. Take my word. If you could Google him, the kid looks exactly like David Caruso, the actor from CSI Miami.
No way.
Hell yeah.
I don't have red hair.
It's red enough. It's reddish.
It's blood.
You're cute, man. It's a good looking kid, though.
Get on to Marty.
Looks like a paper boy. Looks like the pool boy. He looks like the paper boy and the pool boy that had a love child.
Milkman.
Who's and also milkman. Postal. Okay, you're out of it, so we're skipping right to Brandon.
Might as well.
Okay, Will, are you done or no?
I'm done.
I'm still stuck on corned beef from the same day from like 3 months ago.
Guinness King, who's a postman. Nothing else to say, Marty, because Ryan's done. So Martin Shefchik is here. He's our color commentary genius. Anything good?
No.
Since last week. No legal woes. You're all
set. No, so far, so good.
Hey, those hockey playoffs are starting soon. You like Buffalo's first round matchup?
Exactly.
You picking one? Philly.
Contractually,
they're beating Philly in four.
Who's playing? You guys can't say that. We don't have an NHL sponsorship, so.
Yeah, don't say
that. Oh, yeah, because they're pretty hardcore in it. I'm pretty sure.
Don't get us Frito-Lay.
Speaking of Philly.
Oh, yeah.
Road trip, August.
Yeah.
You guys already heard about that, so.
Yep. Okay.
I thought that we were going to say that at the end of the show. Ryan was trying to spill the beans.
It already came out, so we're not going to bring it up again. Then go to beyondghost.com, check out the events page. So, but listen.
Must be the Guinness.
Okay, you're crunked. We're done with him. We're done with these guys. Brandon Bristow, believe it or not, is in his house, and he is routing out the hosting team. Of course, I'm for it. I don't matter, though. I don't get to chime in and have too much commentary. So, Brandon, we had Willard, Shefchik. Now, Bristow, tell the folks how you've been since last time they've heard from you. It was a couple weeks ago. What you've been doing and why you've been doing it like that there, big boy.
Oh, busy reviewing evidence, and, you know, that's pretty much been my life here the last couple weeks. You guys have been keeping me busy.
You're a ghost hunter.
You're a tech guy.
Some would say that.
You believe in ghosts?
No.
Jesus.
I believe in the chupacabra.
Yeah?
Goat sucking.
You believe in goat sucking?
Only in Mexico.
Now he's definitely a weirdo. Okay, I'll tell you what, guys. That's cool in the game.
Yeah,
the
chupacabra.
Okay. We have to get serious. Are you done, Brando?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we're good. And you are a ghost hunter?
Paranormal investigator.
Well, check this out, guys. Well, tonight's going to be like ghost hunting night, because what an incredible segue. We're actually going to talk to the four of us here to somebody joining us via telephone from the West Coast who herself is also a friggin' ghost hunter. You ready?
Okay. I'm waiting.
Gentlemen, ready? Hands up.
It's all on you.
Okay, talking about Club Med here. So, guys, we're going to talk to a paranormal investigator from California. We're talking to Charlotte Cosa, right? How you doing, my dear?
Very good.
Are you excited to be here?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you pumped?
I'm pumped.
Okay, now you rep a group known as California Haunts, right? They're out there in Southern California?
Northern California.
Northern California, huh? Okay, even better. So let me start by saying this. Welcome to the show, Charlotte. We're really glad you're with us. And we definitely, obviously, respect what you do. We're all in the same boat here. I want to first start off by allowing you, in your own words, to tell the listeners of Beyond Ghosts exactly a little bit more about your group. But tell us, first of all, what got you yourself started, Charlotte, in paranormal research?
When I was younger, I was still around 8 or 9, mother's away. I remember having experiences in my home, like my full body apparition around my living room area.
Uh-huh.
And I became really interested in what it was. So as I grew up over the years, and these shows like Unsolved Mysteries came on, and in search ads, I got into really watching those ghost shows.
Leonard Nimoy.
Go ahead.
Oh, Leonard Nimoy. I was just commenting on Leonard.
He's a Trekkie.
Yeah.
Live long and prosper.
Sports ball, you know?
Hell yes.
So I was watching those, and I kind of moved into something else for, you know, my interest kept going.
Uh-huh.
I happened to get a job. I'm a journalist by trade, and I happened to get a job in a newspaper that was right next to the Little Alpha House up in Northern California.
Okay.
And that place is the California Registered Haunted Place.
Mm.
Yeah, although I didn't do a lot of, personal investigating there, I was able to convince the editor of One Halloween to do a story on paranormal investigations at the Opera House.
Mm-hmm.
And I met up with them, and that really got my interest going. So then I started going out around Woodland by myself and doing some basic investigations up and down Main Street.
Right.
And then there I began to film a travel show called California Adventures, that travel thing up and down California.
Mm-hmm.
And I hooked up with another paranormal group who seemed to be interested in some media stuff, so we went up and we did a full investigation of the Tippett Opera House.
Right.
And then I filmed with them for about probably a year, doing a bi-monthly show with them. I just on public access TV, and then tried to go off on our own.
Good stuff. So that's how it all started for you then?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question. You mentioned something about 3 minutes ago. You said one of the locations was a California registered haunted place. Is that a serious thing? They have California registered haunted places?
Yeah, it is really, because the other interesting part about this is that it is a California historic place as well.
Gotcha.
I don't know who does registered haunted places, but it has to have a certain amount of activity before the state will give them that stamp of approval.
Okay, so in keeping with that real fast for a second, can you tell me like the number one most haunted California registered haunted place that you could think of? Yeah.
Just thinking, maybe that I could think of offhand that we saw too. I guess the Woodland Opera House, I think. I know there's probably some people out there that don't think so.
Right.
But the Woodland Opera House, every time we've gone, it hasn't failed to impress us.
Okay, sounds good. What do you say, Bristow?
Sounds interesting. Why don't we go? Road trip.
Road trip.
I'm just a little curious that the state actually gets involved with certifying haunted locations.
Hmm.
I guess.
Probably for taxes.
You know, I don't know. It's actually true. I don't know who does that.
Right.
I guess, you know, I guess,
you know,
that's just a different zones that we go.
That's cool.
We're looking at like a $2 billion deficit here in New York State. Maybe they're
doing something like that. There you go. You start taxing
consultants.
It.
There you go. I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Cut me in, baby. What, Willard?
Well, you know, it's funny. She mentions about the opera house. It always seems like any kind of opera house, theater house, are they all haunted? They all have to be.
You seem it, right?
They seem to be.
They seem to be.
All that emotion and figure, passion, all the good times they have, yeah. People just love sticking around.
Ryan, I think anything built before 1900 is automatically haunted.
There you go.
Hey, that sounds good to me, too. I'll sign on
that
one.
I want you on our board, because we're just going to be charging, like, I don't know, $1,000 per to get certified.
Okay.
Seriously?
Yeah. Why not?
$1,000 per?
I'll call, what's his name, Patterson?
Governor Patterson?
Yeah.
The guy with half an eye? Yeah.
Is he still our governor?
Well, he couldn't see an apparition anyway.
I don't see too many of them, Drew. He's almost not the governor. Oh, we got to stay on task. Charlotte's going to hang up.
They'll be knocking at the door.
All right, so how long have you been doing this for then? All in all, how long have you been a paranormal researcher, Charlotte?
About 4 years with this group, and then next 2 years, about 5 or 6 years.
Okay. And as far as California Haunts go, the group that you're part of now, what exactly is your area of responsibility out there in Northern California?
As far as the group goes?
Yeah.
We had all of the state of California. We do a lot of commercial work.
The whole state you got, though. You do the whole state. There's not like just one city you work with or a couple of counties.
We have, right now, we're sitting on about 7 years. We're stretched out the state of California. So we have
7 years
located in Southern California, Southern California.
Wow.
Damn. Hmm. Now you got Willard thinking. Look at his face. His wheels are spinning.
That's a lot of places to investigate. It's a big state.
It is. It is a beautiful state, too. Nice and warm.
Sign me up.
What, you want to leave?
What's the temperature there now, Charlotte?
I know. I'm at
42,
but...
That's what I'm talking about.
Right now where I'm at is like 40.
I was up north at the Oregon border, and it was my overnight temperature was
22.
You know,
yikes.
So. I don't feel so bad now. We always get these guests that come on and say it's 80 freaking degrees, and it's minus 20 out here in Buffalo, and, you know, I want to just go outside and hang myself.
Demar is sick of the beaches down in Florida, remember?
Yeah.
Right, the gall of these people, huh?
I know.
All right, so you know what I think we can do at this point, guys? You want to take a fast break?
Sure.
Because we're going to come back, Charlotte. We're going to talk, obviously, about some of the specific casework that you've done with your group and some of the more noteworthy stuff you've been investigating. And I know you have sent us some EVPs, and we'll talk about them a little later on as well. And we'll kind of lead up to exactly what the actual deal is with them, what they're saying, where they're from. But let's regroup. So let's take a fast break.
Okay.
Sound good? All right, guys. We're going to stand pat for a minute. We're going to come back in a momento. This is Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal. Catch you on the flip side of this break, babies, and don't you dare go anywhere, or you're going to turn into a chef chick. Get us for the house!
Hi, this is Joan Izgoda, author of The Lennon Prophecy. When I'm not researching John Lennon and answering questions and promoting my book, I'm busy listening to Beyond Ghosts with my friends.
Hey there, welcome back to Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal. It's still John Crescito, it's Brandon Bristow, Marty Shepchik, That's your name, Chef Chickle Master there. And we're talking with Ryan, the Professor Willard as well. And our guest tonight is Charlotte Cosa, and it's Ghost Hunter Night here on Beyond Ghosts. And she reps a group known as California Haunts out there in the great state of California. Now, Charlotte, before the break, we talked a little bit about your background, what got you involved in the paranormal. We kind of had some fun, and you added to our shenanigans. We had a nice rap going back and forth. But now we're getting down to the serious side of stuff, paranormal investigations and research. And we're going to talk about some specific casework that you yourself have done with your group out there in SoCal. So we're going to start with, I'm going to throw it out there because I got a list in front of me. What I'm going to do is name the place. Then you're going to tell me a little bit about the place, a little bit about the history, your personal experiences there, and maybe some of the activity that goes on. Sound cool?
Yeah, good.
Okay, let's start with this one. The Sequoia Restaurant, okay? Where is that located? And tell me about what's going on there, please, Charlotte.
Sequoia Restaurant is located in Rapsville, California. It's all about 42 miles from Sacramento. And the history of this place is that at one time, it was named the B. Bennett House. It was built in 1863 by General Colonel Frederick Key.
Uh-huh.
In 1859, it was purchased by Judge Marcus Bennett, and it was expanded to like 16 rooms. In 1868, it was purchased by the office of the full month in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So many risks in this place is that Bill Bennett. I'm looking at the stuff I have here, which I just happened to have in my presentation.
Sweet.
One of the Marcus, he had this program on the stairs when he was like 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
And the, one of the legends is that a nanny, couldn't
spot it
over there,
but
she hung herself. Mm-hmm. And then, so the windows there.
Right.
There are a lot of the sites that people are seeing there, because, you know, it has been turned into a restaurant. And some of the stuff that people have been seeing up there
family?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a very, very active place to talk to.
Sounds like it.
Okay. We got the opportunity to go in there, promote out. The funny thing is, you know, sometimes when you go into commercial jobs, you get limited as to how long you can spend there.
Right.
And so I asked to get in there, and they gave us an hour and a half on a Sunday.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, that's guerrilla paranormal. That's what we call it.
Hit it and quit it.
Hit it and quit it.
Walk in there with
some
TV cameras and
away you go,
you know. Right on. And when we got in there, Laura Ann Sidney made Barnum over there. She set up the camera on the stage, and as she was setting up the camera on the stage, she was looking at the system.
Ooh.
I was taking my few shots around the building, and as I got in the hallway that was adjacent to the restroom, I went
to
see five camera backs. Mm-hmm. Five? Cinco. Cinco. So as the investigation progressed, we went up there, and not much, you know, not much work has been going on. Our psychic that we had was about Karen,
uh-huh.
Or that day, Karen, she, so it was kind of quiet, but then she did run into the apparition of a woman on the stairway, who had told her she'd been an employee at the restaurant.
Oh, she actually talked to the apparition?
Of an employee?
Karen the channel.
Sheesh.
Huh.
Yeah. Said, well,
what? Exactly.
90 minutes is up.
We went upstairs and there was a restroom, and the story behind this is that I had gone there when we were filming with the other group a couple of years before that, and one of the investigators is now on my team.
Right.
Saw the apparition of a woman in the mirror staring back at her.
Huh.
So I said, okay, let's concentrate there. So we get down in there. We had a video camera in there on tripods. We had a self-sensor meter in there, we had a tri-fuel meter in there.
Yeah.
Karen had a dowsing rod.
Load of a bear.
We sat down in the restroom and Karen started doing some challenge. And we began talking to this woman, Fran, with the dowsing rod. And I asked her some questions like, did you work here? Yes. Are you buried in the cemetery across the street? And the rod could cross, yes.
Mm.
So, this is kind of cool. So I asked Fran if after the investigation, if we could go over to the cemetery. The dowsing rod, she would be in the grave.
Yeah.
And they crossed, yes.
Huh.
The EVP that we have here is interesting because apparently someone else in the restroom with us.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Using the bathroom.
Because when I'm listening back on the EVP, I'm doing my introduction to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And this thing comes
up. Right. It's not a good place, so I'd like to get
that. What? That was talking to you?
Well, yeah, we were talking to him. You know, we thought we were talking to the spirit of this woman through the dowsing rod.
Oh,
right.
And then as I'm going through the spiel with the EVP, I want my name Charlotte, I'm with California Hospital, yeah.
Right on.
And the spirit, as I'm listening to it, this bad voice came on.
A man's voice, though.
And the woman's John?
He's kind of a perv. Listen, so wait, Charlotte, now you gave us an EVP from this location. This is not the same EVP you're talking about, right? Okay, so I think it would be very prudent at this particular juncture of time to actually play that EVP. Don't say what it's being said yet, okay, what you think's being said. Let's just play it right quick. We're going to take a quick, fast couple of seconds, play it once, play it twice, and let the folks at home hear this, and then we'll come back and talk about it a little bit more. So hold on, please, Charlotte. Guys, hang on. Play the EVP nowski. Okay, that was the first time. We're going to play it a second time, folks at home. This is, you know, real time. This is an EVP that was captured by Charlotte and the California Haunts group out there in California. And I'm telling you what, the place is the Sequoia Restaurant. Here it is a second time. Wrap your head around this, babies. Boom. Well, there you go. Second time's a charm. So obviously the folks at home have heard it. We have an idea what we think is being said. But we want to hear from you, Charlotte. You tell us, Charlotte Casa, what you think is being said there. Go ahead, rip it.
Yeah, I think he's telling us he can't breathe. It sounds to me like he's hurting. He's having trouble breathing. It's kind of a weak kind of thing.
Right. Can't breathe.
The only thing we can think of him being there is that earlier in the day, Charlie had spoken with an employee who had talked about a relative of theirs being killed. Kill, you know?
Yeah.
He's been shot or injured up in the
dead kills.
Area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're thinking that's the deal there at the restaurant, the Sequoia Restaurant. We're thinking that particular EVP was saying can't breathe.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll take that. I'll buy that for a buck there, Charlotte.
Casa.
Okay, so now that's all we have with that location, or I think Marty wants to chime in. He's a ghost hunter like you, so you two guys make nice and a mic go.
Well, I just had a quick question before we started talking about...
I'm chiming you, Marty.
...another location. What would you... I'm granted the state's deeming most haunted or whatever for locations. What do you think is the most haunted location in California?
Probably the Whaley House.
Okay.
Down in San Diego?
Yeah.
Old Town?
Yeah, look at the Whaley House.
I live this, darling.
When we taking a road trip,
I would love to hit that
place.
Here
we come.
Yeah, I would love to. It's
been about 15 years since I've been there.
We need some seed fundage.
Ryan,
we gotta do one like the fireman calendar.
What do you want me to do?
We gotta do one of those naughty boy calendars for ghost hunters.
Corned beef sale.
She's like, I'll buy some
corned beef sale. We'll set up a corned beef stand.
Charlotte rocks.
Corned beef, cabbage, and potatoes.
I'm talking about a male calendar. You're talking about corned beef. I mean, it's already making me feel weird there. Okay, subject. Stop, dude. Stop.
I'm still riding high.
My mom listens. Stop.
A couple months ago from St. James.
This is a Christian show, for God's sake. So, he's a meat man. So, listen, here's the deal. So, that was the first one we touched on. Sequoia Restaurant. And a really cool place. If you get a chance, check it out, folks. Now, moving right along, obviously, we do have some time constraints. The next one we're going to go with, ready, Charlotte?
Oh, hang on, they're not going to test this out, but...
What?
It's okay. It's going to be on my website. Real quick, we go to the cemetery.
Yeah, yeah.
I take the dowsing rods out. We got the video camera running. Uh-huh. And I asked the dowsing rods if this is someone that Karen had been communicating with. It's still with us.
Right.
And the rods cross, yes. So I said, can you lead me to your grave? So I have footage of the dowsing rods leading me across the cemetery.
Yeah. Wow. Heavy duty stuff, kid. I won't sleep for a week.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
That's cool. No, feel free to chime in. I mean, come on. You do radio, I do radio. It's cool in the gang.
Good thing we're having a sleepover party tonight. So,
so Ryan can hold me, rock me to sleep. Okay. So now we're going to hit up the Sierra Nevada House. Tell us where it's located and hit us up with some information on the background, claims of activity, and your personal experiences there. Charlotte, please.
Thank you.
Back again in the 1800s.
Love it.
It's located in Coloma, California.
Yeah, yeah.
And it started out like all those good houses. It was sort of a bordello.
Yeah, ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
She's out here, and swing. The madam, and she had run this bordello, and it's Isabella.
Right.
And so Isabella is the one who frequently haunts the Nevada house. There's a document, that's documented stuff, stuff coming out of this place where everybody knows who he is. So we go in there, and we got to do an overnighter there, which is rare. Get in there overnight.
Right.
One of those deals where you got to pay for the room, you know, to do it.
Pay to play, yeah.
You need like three rooms to even do this. And we were in her room, and we got back, I was there with another group doing a story on it.
Right.
And they actually picked up the image of like somebody lying on the floor in this room with the
thermal. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Concentrated.
Copier number two.
Yeah, we set up our camera equipment and everything, and I was in there monitoring. And I actually saw the bathroom door swing open twice on video.
That's pretty cool.
Knocking in response to some of our stuff. And what's interesting is some of us had decided to go ahead and go home, and half the group stayed in the bridal suite for the place.
Huh.
So they were conducting EVP sessions all night in the bridal suite. And there wasn't anybody else in the hotel at all.
Really?
So it was like a weeknight, and I mean, no one's going to be up there.
Slim pickings.
And so when he emailed me originally with a CVP, I didn't hear it.
I live this.
I didn't hear what he was talking about.
Right.
And I couldn't believe it, how true it was. Because like I said, everything was closed up. These are the hotel managers' jobs tonight.
Oh, wow.
They just left you in there?
Yeah.
Skeleton crew. Damn.
That wouldn't fly in New York.
No.
You'd
be taking the place home with you. So,
stole all the towels.
Okay, so basically now, what went down there as far as what you guys were experiencing? What was the best piece of activity you yourself, Charlotte, could say? This happened, and this is my favorite piece from that particular place, the Sierra Nevada house.
I could see the door opening and closing my fridge because I was sitting there.
Yeah.
The monitor. You know, I had a chance to watch the thing open and close twice.
I would have fainted.
Right in front of me, back the door and in the door.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a picture that we think is an apparition, but we're not positive about it. We have to go back and put in some work on it.
Okay, as long as it's not over.
It looks like an apparition in the meeting room ballroom area there.
Man or a woman?
Woman.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we still got to go back and do the work on the lighting and, you know, the time of year and everything and get back in there and just to try and recreate the site scene.
Right.
It actually was on our list or something, but it's
three
dimensional.
Oh, wow.
Now, if that piece holds up and it winds up being a substantial piece, will you guys have that posted on your website, californiahaunts.org?
Absolutely.
Okay, absolutely. Sweet.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we had experiences like that there, ghost spots and whatnot, but
ghost hunters.
The DVP was just going to knock my socks off.
Come with it.
Because you have to remember, tell me what you think.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you what I know about the place.
Okay, I'm going to now, we're going to play the EVP that you yourself captured there. You guys got from the Sierra Nevada house. So, you ready? Folks at home, dig this. Here it is, the first time we're going to play it. Here's the EVP we're talking about, babies.
Yes.
Okay, we're back. That was the first time. I'll play it, obviously, a second time. Here it is, the EVP from the Sierra Nevada house. Second time.
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what, that's pretty interesting. So now we're actually going to let you, Charlotte, tell us what you think is being said there. What is exactly going on with that EVP? We're not going to touch it. It's your property. We'll share with you, so let it go. Let's hear what you got.
Okay, so when I first listened to it, I didn't catch it. And I even called my listener asking what he had sent me.
Right.
And then after he mentioned it and listened to it, it is a steel guitar stuff.
Wow.
Hmm.
Just one string.
Bring. I love it. That's cool.
And the interesting part is in the building, there's a piano downstairs.
Huh. Interesting.
So this is up there. This is taken, I believe it's around 2 to 3 a.m. is when they got
here. No guitars at all in the entire joint. No instruments. Wow.
So it's rather interesting that they picked that up. It's a different type of EVP that you don't expect. That's why when even I listened to it initially, when he sent it to me, I couldn't hear it.
Right. So that's pretty interesting. It might have been like a minstrel passing through or something. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
In California.
Well, he probably would have lit it on fire, though. Huh?
Are you experienced?
Right on. California in the house, baby. So that's pretty good now that I'm you saying in the brain again. That's pretty good. Anything else about this location we should know? What gives you chills?
Not just hotels. Anybody traveling through the Gold Country in California can stay there.
Gold Country.
It's really cool place. They like to talk about their ghosts. You know, everybody in that, literally, who works there has a story.
Right.
You know, about Isabella and what she's done. There's one story.
Great name.
Where they were moving furniture into her room to paint it, and apparently she liked the way they arranged it. They came back like an hour later and it was all outside of the porch.
Well, that's just like a woman changing her mind left and right. And I'm wrong with that. It's your prerogative, so. You go, girls. You go. So let me ask you a question. Now, you said it was gold country. You got a lot of old copper and gold mines still available to explore out there?
You know what? There's gold mines out there. There's hundreds of them. And,
nice.
You know, a lot of them, you know, these 26 if you go hiking around out there, you might end up pulling them down a shaft.
Drop them rattlesnakes, too, huh?
Yeah. Corolla is a place where the hotel is.
Yeah.
It's a place where John Marshall discovered gold.
Oh, wow. Echo. Okay. So, really good stuff. That's a great place, folks. Check it out. It's a hotel, the Sierra Nevada House. Now, we're gonna keep going here, guys. We're gonna keep going, okay?
Okay.
I want to get another place in before we take a break, babies. I'm just too into this. I love California. Okay, California loving. So, let's go with this now. Let's go with the Albert Shafsky House.
That's Shafsky, right? House?
No, Shafsky.
Oh.
Like, Chef, shut your mouth. Ski.
Damn right.
Like if Chef Chick started it, right? Yeah, goddamn right. Boom. So there it is, the Albert Chafsky House. And where's it located, Charlotte?
This is also in Placerville.
Placerville, man.
Placerville.
Hey, I think Marty's from Placerville.
From Guinnessville. Okay, so that sounds like a really cool ghost hunting type joint there. And the Albert Chafsky House. So tell us a little bit about the history, please. A little bit about the experiences from others and what you and your group experienced there, por favor.
Absolutely. The Albert Shafsky House was built in 1800. It was built in 1800.
Yeah.
And it is the auditorium. They're using it as a bed and breakfast now.
Yummo.
And the interesting thing about this place is that Mr. Shafsky, at one point, if I remember the history, had been a mayor or a pastor of Placerville, very wealthy gentleman, raised his kids there and everything.
Right.
And the bed and breakfast, they got some interesting things to go on. They smelled some dark smoke.
Stop it, Brandon. What? Nobody gnomes.
Children. Others will appear. I talked with the owner, Brandon Tidwell, and the other gal, and they say that pennies will appear out of nowhere.
What?
Pennies.
Pennies from heaven.
And there'll be pennies scattered around the house.
I need to find me a ghost like that.
One. Nice.
And we went there twice. The first time, you know, sometimes you guys know just because they're pretty experienced, sometimes they don't want to come out and play.
That's true. That's true.
And
yeah.
The first time we went.
They're not trained circus animals.
It was interesting because in what they call the train room, there's a cable running into the building.
Choo choo.
And we couldn't explain was that with an EMF meter, there was a huge meter surge, and it was weird because it seemed like it was the outline of a circus.
Really?
Ooh.
So we all ride it out. Yeah.
Shoot.
And the last time we went, it was the first step. So we can't explain that one. You know?
I hear that.
And we did go back the second round because the owners, this is one of the situations where the owners insist that we should have gotten something.
Right.
So we went back and the waves were what I call waves our wands around, and you could actually smell, you could smell
Waver.
The first time we went,
Jinx.
What? Yes. Really?
This is on a corner where cars go by and headlights. That night it was around, I would say around 11 o'clock, and it totally fell off the sidewalk. You know, it rolled in at like 10.
Right, I gotcha.
So no one was on the street.
Shell.
Yeah.
We've seen those.
And she does a lot of our
pre-built,
so I can go into that after we get to the TV with it.
Sure.
And
But I called her because I had a really weird feeling when I was sitting at the control center in the dining room that I wasn't alone.
Hmm.
And I just couldn't get over the feeling, so she told me there was a gentleman standing in the corner. And then I started conducting EVP sessions.
True.
One after another in the corner because I was down there alone and the rest of the team was upstairs.
Right.
And
Ryan loves EVPs.
One of the EVPs we got out of that session.
Okay.
And I was really surprised by it because last time we did it.
Okay. So we're actually going to go with that now. We're going to play the EVP. Before I actually play it, I believe that Chef Chocolitis here has a question.
Yeah, I was just curious to, as far as in your experience as ghost hunting, what would be your favorite piece of equipment to use?
I like to use the little cell sensors, the little blue and red
ones.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of success. We went into one place in the South. This woman kept complaining that the ghost was assaulting her. And
ooh.
He didn't stay in her apartment any longer, and I just got in, we walked right in, and the reading was off the scale.
Hmm. Huh.
So she had so much high EMF going on that she was so paranoid.
Exactly.
You know, it was
burn
and
it. Awesome. Good on you. So,
Well,
yeah, definitely.
We kind of do that with a lot of clientele, too, that we run across to check their alarm clock radios that sit right next on their headboard or their bed or right next to their head while they're sleeping.
Or just leave it too close to their television set or something.
High
right.
EMF, yeah, and then, you know, seeing apparitions.
The wiring and the wall
and
making
like
a man
that.
Go, cuckoo, cuckoo, whack jobs. I got you. It happens. Bristol, right?
Good piece of debunking equipment.
I think so. Brandon's big on that stuff, so.
You just call me a whack job.
Welcome to the show, Brandon Bristow. So actually now we're going to play the EVP. Okay, we're talking about the one you guys got at the Albert Shafsky House, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's let it rip. Real time, let these folks at home hear it. We'll play it once and we'll play it a second time. Here's the first run, folks at home. You're listening to Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal. Check out this EVP magic, brothers and sisters.
What the hell is that?
Okay, you guys gotta cut it because I have to come back now. Ready? You ready?
I thought it was here. I thought we actually had spirits down here.
I was hoping. Come back. Ready? I can't break my mojo. Ready?
Did you live here with home?
Okay, that was us playing it the first time. Everybody, refresh. We're going to play it a second time, and here it is. This is from the Albert Shafsky House, EVP, doing it.
Did you live here with home?
Okay, we're coming back, folks. There's the EVP. So, okay, Charlotte, Costa, now you're going to tell us what you think is being said. What the hell's going on in that piece? So, by all means, lady, do this.
I've had some different opinions on this.
Yeah, I bet.
I think my question is, how long did you live here? Hmm. And I said 11 years or 12 years. And I don't know if other people tell me. It seems like he's still here with male voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a controversial EVP, but you can clearly hear him say, you know, you can clearly hear essentially what he's saying, but it's just, you know, like with any other EVP, the client's going to have a different opinion from what you.
Yeah. Sure.
You said to your buddy, they're going to have a different opinion.
It's a man's voice, though.
It's really an intelligent haunted because he is answering
hope
my
so.
Questions.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's just 12 years or 11 years. I think it's 12 years.
Okay.
I think we seem to run into quite a bit of intelligent
haunts.
Marty
thought it was 12 years, so. Okay.
Well, I mean, in our experience, we seem to run into quite a bit of intelligent haunts with the EVPs we capture. You know, same thing. It's direct response to what you're saying or the question you're asking. We very rarely up here do we get... The stuff we run across is residual. There's a few locations that we go to that's definitely residual activity. But for the most part, it's pretty much intelligent haunts.
You're trying to say up here in Western New York, written pay dirt, it's all intelligent hauntings?
I'm telling you, it's got something to do with
that. We got smarter ghosts up here.
Right? The damn SUNY system. Okay, so I'll tell you what. At this particular point, I think we'll take our second break, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Charlotte Coast, are you ready to hang on there? California haunts? Don't go nowhere. We're going to kick your butt. Okay. Hold the line. Guys, I'm here with Bristow, Chef Chicken Willard, it's John Crescito, taking our second break of the evening. It's Beyond Ghosts, Interactive Paranormal.
is a very fat pair of pants hanging on the flagpole this morning.
Welcome, guys. We're back. It's Beyond Ghosts Interactive Paranormal. It's still the gang, and obviously we're talking to a good friend of ours, especially after this interview tonight, Charlotte Cosa, California Haunts out there in Northern California. And now we're going to kind of wrap it up. I think we have another location that we want to talk about, and then there's something else I want to talk to you real fast, Charlotte, on top of that. So let's do this then. We were talking about a couple of the specific cases you yourself have investigated and researched with your group out there in California. And the last one we're going to talk about, it's probably one of your faves. You mentioned it at the beginning of our interview tonight, the Woodland Opera House. So do me a favor, tell us about the Woodland Opera House, background, claims of activity, and stuff you yourself experienced there. And then we're going to take this thing home and skin the smoke wagon. So take it away, Charlotte.
All right, sounds good. The Woodland Opera House, again, is in Northern California. It was built in the 1800s. At one point, it burned down.
Right.
And what's interesting about it burning down, is that a local firefighter, volunteer firefighter, had been in the building when it burned down. And he reportedly fell from an upper area of the Opera House into the basement. And he was the one who reportedly haunted it.
He's a hero.
He's been there for years, and there's all kinds of research. And they have stuff written down there about the different hauntings, the stories that have been there.
Right.
People that have been working on set have stories about ladders moving. There's one story about a costume shop where they had sewn up some costumes and had gone to lunch, and the ladies returned, and all the thread was taken out of the costume.
Uh-huh.
And removed out of them. It's been fun stuff. It hasn't been anything scary for people. They say they hear the firemen walk. They say they smell smoke up on the second tier.
Right.
Different stuff like that. And when we went in, we've been there three times. We love this place. It's one of our great people. The first time I went again was filming the other group. We experienced like from one floor to the other, it was hard to breathe.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like smoke inhalation going upstairs.
Right.
It's really not that high a flight. It's like a gradual flight, you know what? And it was really, really difficult. Like the air got really sickish and whatnot. When I went in with my group at the later time, I know everybody is the best.
Stab him.
And I got an oral about the stairway, which is interesting because of the fact that every time I got out there, each one of the psychics that I've been out with, there's a gentleman on the stairway who's kind of like a manager to the opera house.
Okay.
And he's still trying to run things, and that's where he hangs out. And he doesn't like people to be pushy up there. He doesn't like people to think of the opera house as a joke.
Yeah.
When I picked up
could imagine.
This picture of this thing, I just thought it was significant to put up there. And as it turned out, another group in Sacramento who went in a couple weeks after we did, picked up the same orb only on the upper.
Huh. All right, so now is this one of these like self-illuminating lit orbs? It's not like one of those orbs that are easily cast off as like dust or reflecting light off of moisture particles and whatnot.
It's very solid.
Gotcha.
It's very solid looking.
Okay.
I love this guy. I don't believe them. I don't do anything.
Right.
But this I did. I have another shot from our investigation at the Opera House, which is interesting because it's down in the seating area, and I picked up what looked like a red and green, almost like moss on the chair.
Hmm.
And it looks like it's been launching off the chair. The significant part of this is that when I went in with this other group, and we were doing EVP sessions with psychic in the other group, there was the spirit of a man and woman in the building, and she seemed to see them as have red and green hues.
Okay.
But she saw them, so that's one of the only reasons why those pictures are on the site, because I thought, well, that makes sense compared to what she was saying that they're running green.
Right.
When we did this, Sabrina, who went in with us, who was time with us, like, she, we have settled downstairs in the basement where she is talking to this gentleman, and she's talking about how the spirits are standing at her feet, and as she looks down, I got pictures of an echo screen.
Cool. Now, Charlotte, all this stuff, for the most part, is available on your website, californiahaunts.org.
Yes, you can see that on the website.
Okay.
What's interesting, when I took my team in the train 4 years ago, was that I had everybody upstairs on the balcony, and they had no idea what the history of the building was.
Right.
And during that EVP session, they called me in because they all felt like their arms were on fire.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they saw burning sensations in their arms during the EVP session.
Has anybody seen?
Shut up, buddy.
Uncle Chef Chick.
My daddy.
Boom, boom, boom.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, so let me tell you what, that's the Woodland Opera House. That play sounds also fandiddlyastic. Now listen, Charlotte, we are running out of time, but I do want to put you on the spot about something we talked about before the interview started tonight off the air. You guys have had the opportunity to investigate one of the most infamous places in the state of California, the Moss Beach Distillery. Before we talk about that for a minute, I'm going to tell you the reason I'm bringing it up, okay? You know, folks at home know, anybody that watches that show, Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi, it was probably one of the most contested and controversial episodes. It wasn't even from the TAPS team's point of view, but from the point of view of the location itself. It was an episode known as Widow's Watch, Wednesday, June 4th, 2008. It was actually debuted, and they were kind of made fools of, they think, because I guess the place, the way it works, they actually embellished and put up stuff you would see around maybe Halloween time at a spook house. Is that fair to say? Animatronics and audio stuff that kind of really pushed the issue on the place being haunted, but it was fake stuff. It was phony, right?
Right, absolutely.
All right, so you were there.
Originally, he's the one that put that stuff in. And it's well known. It's well known throughout the internet world.
Hell yeah.
When we went in to do the investigation in there, we double-checked to make sure it was all off.
Okay. Okay, so that stuff itself, though, at the Moss Beach Distillery there in California, they've been doing that for years, though, true?
Years
playing up the ghost story and stuff.
Yeah, people are really nervous. You know, the writing back and forth. First, I had to have a call from him. Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
The writing moves back and forth.
Hi, Jay.
You know, Grant. Come in the bathroom.
Gag order.
Gag
order.
Yeah.
But they do it as a joke. I mean, it obviously none of it looks real. I mean, the lady in the mirror obviously looked fake. I mean, they do it just to play it up as a joke to the ghost stories. They're not trying to actually sell it as a haunted place and trying to convince people buy their props, right?
No, they're not.
It is haunted. Right.
You know, and then they do stuff like that out there. There's boxes and there's voices.
Right.
It's like pumped in.
And, I
in spite of the fact that it is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
We were, like I said, we were well aware of what was going on there.
Right.
And so we made sure everything was shut down.
Alright, so when you guys went through, your findings after the investigation was concluded, you two also concur that it is actually a haunted place?
Oh, yeah. It's just going on there. We have an EVP that, in the back room that's very mechanical.
Yeah.
That it just don't move, you know, and so, yeah, there's still activity there.
Okay.
Sometimes we lost, but she likes to collect earrings to give you an idea.
Sure.
And I have like a year's book light kind of deal, and we lost the book light and found it sometime later outside by the car. How did it get there? Who knows?
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
supernatural.
I mean, on the episode, it kind of got a bad rap. Yeah, it kind of got a bad rap on the episode. Ghost Hunter seemed, you know, Tap seemed a little embarrassed, and they kind of played it up like they were, you know, they were.
This ain't haunted.
You know, one was put over on them.
How dare you? So, ooga, ooga.
Yeah, they weren't told about it, you know.
Fiddle
fiddles. They weren't told about it.
Ooga, ooga.
They're not going to know. So, you know,
right.
Yeah, it's one of those things that they were
saying. They're nice folks. You know? Right, that's true.
I mean, they're tending to be touchy about that stuff. So the guys on the investigation team didn't know about it.
Right.
Then you could very well do that.
Yeah, you know, twice shy. I got that.
That's part of ghost hunting, though. You're going to encounter stuff like that. You got to be able to, you can't take everything for, you know, for face value. You got to be able to debunk that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, Charlotte. Go ahead. Round it out, buddy. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you have to look for that kind of stuff. That's why you go home, you analyze your sound, you go home, you analyze your photo.
Right.
We got, you know, we utilize psychics. We see our group is 30% believer, and the rest of those guys that go out with the scientific explanations for this stuff.
True that.
The guys on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so let me say this, Charlotte. We're going to actually, we're going to have to let you go here in a minute. Before we let you go, I have a question for you, though.
Sure.
So you obviously watch some of these paranormal TV shows?
I do.
What's your favorite one?
I'd
International.
That's our buddy Rob Demarest. Good answer, Charlotte.
We thought you were going to say
a good answer.
Ghost Adventures because of Zachy B there, eye candy.
Do me. No, we like them guys too. We love all the groups. They're all bringing it to the forefront as far as the paranormal is concerned. So
Karen will be happy we mentioned them again.
Yeah, we love those guys. We love them all. So, yeah, but Ghost Hunters International, kudos. Great group. So here's the thing. Ready? We're actually going to round out the interview with Charlotte Costa. Do me a favor, in your own words here, tell our listeners, the fans of Beyond Ghost, where they can find more information about you as an investigator and, of course, your group. Give us your URLs, your websites.
Our URL is www.californiahaunts.org.
Love it. Anything else we should know about you?
I guess we're good. If you guys need any work done in California, you know, Oregon, Nevada, we'll come on out there and do it for you. You know, we don't charge.
Cool.
And we elect us, but I think we have a good time, and we're really good at what we do. So.
And you do a radio show, too?
I do a radio show.
Plug it.
www.blogtalkradio.com on Wednesday nights, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Pacific. I'm loving it. Hey, how's that Pacific Ocean? Nice and warm, huh? We're coming out to visit you, kid, when we get a chance. But check it out. We want to say thank you so much for coming on. Don't hang up the phone. We want to say goodbye to you properly. We're going to take our last break, so don't try to abscond. Ixnam alivenzay. We'll be back in a minute there. Charlotte Costa for talking about California haunts. Don't move. Be back in a minute. Folks at home, it's Beyond Ghost Interact the Paranormal. You're listening because you're good-looking and you're smart, babies. Ooh-ah. Hey, all you good-looking folks. Welcome back to Beyond Ghosts Interactive Paranormal. It is still your host, John Crescito. And now it is time for the ever-popular musical segment that we all know is unique to Beyond Ghosts. We're talking That's the Name of That Tune. And tonight, another fantastic band is going to make their debut on this radio show. We're talking about a group out of the Ukraine. That's right, we're Eastern Europe tonight, babies. Freaky Clean is the name of the group, and they put out a great tune a few years back known as You Can't Save Me. So Freaky Clean as a group started back in 2004. They've been doing their thing out in Eastern Europe ever since. They have been getting themselves, you know, quite the following. And more information about the group Freaky Clean before we play their great tune, You Can't Save Me, please go to their website. It's freakyclean.org.ua. Okay, it's going to be F-R-E-E-K-Y C-L-E-A-N dot O-R-G dot U-A. I imagine that's in Ukraine. So, U-A Ukraine. Here we go without further ado. Freaky Clean, You Can't Save Me. This is Beyond Ghosts Interactive Paranormal. That's the name of that tune.
You ain't know me,
Okay, that's going to be a wrap for April 6th, 2010. We were talking to our buddy, fellow ghost hunter. That's right, paranormal investigator from the West Coast. We're talking CaliforniaHaunts.org, Charlotte Cosa, and she was telling us about some of the bang-up jobs she's been on as far as paranormal investigations in the Golden State. So thank you, Charlotte. We're actually going to be reciprocating. We're actually going to be on Charlotte's radio show in a very few weeks. So we'll see you then again, kiddo. Thanks for coming on Beyond Ghost Interactive Paranormal. Now, next week, we had so much fun this week, to another paranormal investigator. We're talking to another guy we think is top-notch. John Brightman from New England Paranormal is going to be our guest next week. So, folks, Ghost Hunter Night is actually going to be 2 weeks in the making. So this week, Charlotte Cosa. Next week, another ghost hunter, another paranormal investigator. We're talking Mr. John Brightman. So please, join us next week. And more information in the meantime, go to beyondghosts.com. Per the use, you want to get at Brandon, you want to get at Marty Ryan, or of course me, John Cresito. You can email us beyondghosts@yahoo.com. If you're not doing nothing next week, we're talking Saturday. That's right, we're talking come out and see us. We're doing a great event, first time ever, at a haunted and historic location in Corfu, New York. We're talking about April 10th, and we are going to be at the Union Hotel. More information, we have a bunch of other events coming up too, folks. We're sure we're going to meet a lot of you on the road this year. Go to beyondghosts.com, check out the events page. You guys can join us. I'm talking about all over the friggin' place. We got things coming up, Shea's Theater, downtown Buffalo. We got Eastern State Penitentiary. That's going to be happening in August. More stuff we haven't even announced yet. It's going to set you back on your paranormal buns. Please check out beyondghosts.com. Go to the events page and you can see what we're making happen. Not just for us, but for all of you. We'll see you guys out there on the road during an event. Come hit us up. Come hang out. We'll do this together. See you beautiful people on the radio next week. Thank you so, so much for listening. Sky is the limit. Spread the word, babies. We love each and every one of you. God bless y'all and Chabela!